Hey, if you're enjoying the Book of Boba Fett, check out the Ringerverse podcast. The Midnight Boys had an instant reaction podcast, and then Mallory Rubin and Joanna Robinson did a deep dive of chapter one. You can find both of those podcasts on the Ringerverse podcast. It's the Bill Simmons podcast presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filtered by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same game parlays. All on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same game parlays for every NBA game. Download the app today. Bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. You must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. This episode is brought to you by Nissan SUV. It's good to stay up to date. I mean, we've seen this in basketball. We've seen it in football. We've seen it in baseball. Once the stats started taking off in the 2000s, everybody had to figure that out. Then I remember in basketball, first it was three-pointers. Then it was defensive stats. You just got to keep moving. You got to keep evolving. You got to keep going. Now it's pace and threes. What's it going to be next, big guys? That's why the 2024 Nissan Rogue has Google built right into its 12.3-inch touchscreen infotainment system. With Google Maps Assistant and more, you can stay up to date on everything that's ahead without even needing to connect your phone. Find your next adventure with a Nissan SUV. Learn more about the Rogue, Pathfinder, and Armada SUVs at nissanusa.com. We're also brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, where I have a new Rewatchables coming on Monday night. It's going to be Limitless. Me, Chris Ryan, Shea Serrano. One of the most important action movies of the last 12 years. I really believe that. It's really good. It is incredibly rewatchable. So we're going to hit that. Speaking of hitting things, FanDuel Sportsbook hit another one. They boosted the four-team 13-point tees that Peter Schrager and I did for $1 million picks on FanDuel from minus 175 to minus 130. And it hit. We're on fire over there at FanDuel. Check out FanDuel's main page on Wednesday because we're going to be boosting another same game parlay for the NBA. Stay tuned for that. Coming up on this podcast, first one of 2022, the Cuz and I are going to break down week 17 and all the playoff scenarios. Not as fun as it usually is heading into the final week of the season. A lot of the stuff is pretty settled, but there's some gambling opportunities to be had. We'll cover all of it. First, our friends from Pearl Jam. All right, Cousin Sal is here. It is our first podcast of 2022, Sunday night, almost 8:30. Sal just took his shirt off and he stormed off. We convinced him to come back.
I ran around the neighborhood, much to the neighbor's chagrin. My God, what happened there? That is spectacular.
It was really weird watching the games and just, it seemed like a fan was on the field, but it wasn't a fan. It was Antonio Brown. He had no shirt. He was storming off. He was egging on the crowd. The crowd was confused. It was at a Jets game. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of memes, obviously, everyone making the slap shot joke. I know I did, but the real kind of storyline from it was that I feel like that kind of killed the Bucks. I don't think they can win the Super Bowl without him and Godwin.
Interesting. I was thinking it inspired them to win that game. They were kind of dead. They were down two touchdowns. And almost like Brady like snuck off and said, hey, you can do something outrageous. Go take your shirt off and throw your pads and everything into the crowd because this team needs a spark. And it is very strange. It is because he's good, right? And like you said, they need him. He made Arians look like a fool. Arians like, we'll never tolerate anything like that. And they took him back after the Vax card and everything. And now, again, they say he's not going to be a Buck. But they could definitely use him. You're right. In one of these games, it's going to be tough to win three in a row without him.
He had so much baggage, and they just kept looking the other way. The vaccine thing was the latest. Kyle texted me this morning because he was in a fantasy championship. And he was like, who should I start, Keenan Allen or Antonio Brown? And I was like, I would start Antonio Brown. It feels like their whole offense is gearing toward him and Mike Evans.
Yeah.
And now he's out. And now you basically have Mike Evans, who God knows if he could play four straight, you know, games in the playoffs, and Gronk, who's God knows if he can last for four games. And I went from a couple weeks ago thinking the Bucs were, I thought, the safest pick in the NFC. Now I honestly don't know. I don't really love any of the teams. I don't love Green Bay's defense. I think Tampa's had too much drama. Definitely don't love the Rams. I don't love your team.
Oh.
I don't trust Arizona.
Right.
San Francisco, Garoppolo, we don't even know when his thumb is going to be. You know, you go on down the line and it's like, I have no idea who's going to come out of the
NFC.
Well,
I'll say this. You screwed Kyle out of some fantasy loot. You should at least give, you got to give him something. Give him the White Shadow poster in the back or something.
I'll just give him alcohol. When in doubt with Kyle, you just give him alcohol.
Give him some alcohol. Yeah.
But seriously, wait, the default would be I like Green Bay the most because they don't have to play in round one. You got to go through Lambeau to beat him one of the next two rounds. But I still think you can do drives on their defense for four quarters.
They might get a couple guys back, which would help. But Rodgers does look, they look bored and like they go through the motions and they just end up beating up. I mean, this team that they played today was devastated without Cousins. By the way, I love Collinsworth. We all love Collinsworth, but you don't have to do the, this Sean Mannion's the real deal. We talked to him Friday. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do it. Everybody's watching the game. Everybody's in the fantasy finals and they need like 12 out of Adams or, you know, they have the Packers on a teaser. You already have your audience. To all the broadcasters out there, you don't need to do that for football. People are locked in because of fantasy and gambling. You don't have to convince us that Sean Mannion is good. They couldn't wait to take him out and put Kellen Mond in when it's 37-10, right? Like, why do they do this?
Listen, football fans, we can spot the bad QBs. Yeah. You're not lying to us. You're not pulling the wool over our eyes. We know. What would be the low bar for Collinsworth? Like if he was doing a Drew Luck Broncos game? This Drew Luck, when he gets momentum.
I think this was it. I mean, they went through two stinkers. They had like 56-14 last week with the Cowboys and Washington team and 37-10. So they're looking at 93-24 in the last two games. And the one before that was 9-0 Saints over the Bucks. So they've had a bad stretch. Al Michaels saw this. He's like, it's freezing. Kirk Cousins isn't playing. Get me the Michelle Tafoya deal. I can't deal. You know.
Yeah, I'm Michelle's got to take a bye next week. Do they have to work next week? It looked really cold in Lambeau.
Yeah, it's only going to get colder. But honestly, enough with this sucky quarterback is good. Like,
I know.
You have the audience. You're not going to. Look, if Spider-Man looks like he's down in the dumps, like we don't need anyone to come on. It's like, you know, he's an overachiever, Spider-Man. It's like, all right, we're in our seats for 2.5 hours. We're going to watch. It's fine.
It was funny. At one point, he had to like move around and scramble. And Collinsworth like, well, you know, this is what they told us. They want Mannion moving around outside the pocket. He can't move that well. It's like, what can he do well? Because he can't throw the ball either. So he can't move. He can't throw
the ball. He's 6'6". Look at him moving around that pocket. 6'6". I don't know what else to say. I'm looking
they were doing it with Trey Lance today, too. Because Trey Lance was an absolute apocalypse in the first half.
Absolutely.
And he's going against the Texans, who were missing 100 guys. And as the game wore along, finally, he made a couple plays, couple scrambles. They're like, I'll tell you, Trey Lance, he's starting to figure it out. It's like, no, he's not. He's not figuring it out. This guy cannot play in a playoff game. What did he have? 10 terrible passes?
You're not going to lose viewers. I promise. They're watching for a reason, and it's not Trey Lance specifically.
Well, let's do losers of the week. I think the Bucs are the number one losers this week just because I think the thing that made them special was the Godwin, Evans, Brown, Gronk. Great. Scott Miller, all these dudes, they just had so many weapons and now they just don't seem as scary to me. And I don't think Brady's looked that good the last 5-6 weeks either. You can certainly throw in their D. The Jets came very close to winning that game. I had the Bucs in some parlays. I watched way more of that game than I expected.
Yeah.
And the Jets were moving up and down. And really their big mistake, which has been the recurring theme all season, was the coach eschewing the free points. And trying to get cute and going for it deep.
Oh, right.
Not getting it. Oh, well, if we don't get it, the Bucs will have to go all the way down the field. It's like, all right, well, Tom Brady's been doing this for 20 years now.
Well, that play was bad, too. So, the back-to-back, bad play, bad call. Just go up the touchdown, and you're probably good. But, yeah, I think the Bucs, what you didn't mention, is like they can't run without Fournette. They really don't.
Right.
They're not going to have a tough time breaking 60 yards, which they barely did today with Keyshawn Vaughn and and Ronald Jones, and then it all becomes Brady. You can't have him throwing 50 times a game. That's not going to get them to a championship, but you also can't count them out.
They're falling apart literally because their coach is falling apart too. Jay Glazer was reporting that he has a partially torn Achilles, and if it completely tears, he'll have to have surgery right away, but he's going to gut through it. And it's like, I like when the coach takes on the personality of the team, and it feels like they're chugging to the playoffs in the wrong kind of way. And they played 21 rounds last year, you know, or 21 weeks last year with the bye week. And now this, it's just a lot of football. So I'm giving them a loser.
And you didn't even mention the defense. Like, yeah, Antonio Brown being out is one thing, but it's not good. I mean, the Jets ran for 150 yards against them. Zach Wilson looked good. And by the way, I think he's going to be good. I am going to
say. I'm in too. I kind of like him.
Yeah, he made some interesting throws, but I have confidence in him. I don't know. It just seems like he came back after the injury, like a kind of a different quarterback.
Well, that brings me to my second loser. I'm glad you brought him up because I've watched Trevor Lawrence 2 weeks in a row now because he played my team this week. And last week I had to watch him because I was going against him in fantasy.
Right.
And he is having an absolutely atrocious rookie season. And the question for me is like, do we throw it out or does this mean something? Because I'm willing to give him a mulligan on it. He's got no receivers. He had the weirdest coaching situation on the planet. That team sucks. But he's also really bad. Like, there's no signs of hope. Whereas, like, Zach Wilson, as you mentioned, has had moments and quarters and these things where you're like, oh, I see it. Right. I get it. Lawrence, it seems like he should be being used as, like, this Josh Allen kind of this tall, powerful guy who can run and throw. And when he's scrambling, it's like, holy shit, this guy's really an athlete. Yeah. And then he'll just throw it to the other team, or it'll get tipped, or it'll drop pick or whatever. And I don't know what to make of it. I'm willing to say mulligan. What do you say?
All right, I'll give him a mulligan. But you mentioned the bad coach. He was up against a lot. I think the bad coach helped him. I think everyone's focused on the screwball coach and not this potentially bad pick. And like I said, we'll give him another year and everything else. And we gave everybody else a year. He's got 17 interceptions. It was me, you, House, and Hench. We did a round robin, like a two-round snake.
Yeah, this was your idea. Betting on enough stuff. So I'm getting this text. I'm driving. You're forcing me to pick. I'm on the highway.
There was like four quarterbacks tied with 14 interceptions going into this week. I'm like, hey, let's do a draft as to who ends up with the most. It was like Lawrence and Heinicke and Stafford's in there. I'm like, all right, it took a while to get. If somehow it took us longer than like an 18 round, auction draft. But it was probably because you were on the road.
I took Lamar in the first round, and he's never playing again. Yeah. He's gone. He's coming back
again. He's disappointing you by not playing. But Trevor Lawrence took the lead today, I think, right? He had three more, so he has 17. I think House has Lawrence. Somebody has. Oh, Hench maybe has.
Lawrence is going to be the winner. Lance looks like he just hasn't played a lot of quarterback in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He looks super raw. I was texting with Danny Kelly and Mina Kimes about it, and we were saying how he's kind of like that Taysom Hill. He can run. You're just not afraid when he's throwing. The ball's going all over the place. It's fluttering one play. It's 180 miles an hour the next play. So I was saying maybe he's like Taysom Hill. That's like his early destiny.
I
have no idea 5 years from now what he's going to look like, because to me, he reminds me of Trubisky in that he just seems... not only raw, but like he just hasn't played the position that much. So I don't know what to make of him, but I can't believe they shared all those picks for him. It's crazy.
When
to
do
me.
You think exactly Shanahan knew he screwed up?
Probably in early August as the balls were going all over the place.
Oh, early August. So you don't even think he had to see Mac Jones play for the Patriots. He knew before they kicked off.
No. I mean, Mac's probably out of the five, he's had the best rookie season, but probably was the closest to being a finished product. I don't know what to make of Fields. I think both of us like him, but he just looks really discombobulated a lot of the time. And they certainly look like they play better when he's not in there. That's a bad sign.
Well, I was thinking Davis Mills might have the upper edge on Trey Lance, but then it ended up being 23-7. He managed the game better and everything. But I mean, you're in a tough spot if you're Shanahan and you're like, Jimmy G, just please don't get hurt. This thumb, really? We have to put him in once? I can't even find one or two packages for this Trey Lance for the first 16 weeks of the year. Really? He's got to start the whole game? All right, it's against the Texans, and they still almost blew it, if not for a fourth quarter surge.
Well, they're not necessarily in.
Right.
So they play the Rams this week, and we'll get mm-hmm. to it when we do guess the lines. But if they lose and the Saints win, they could actually, there's scenarios where they don't make it.
So, by the way, how dare the NFL, was doing this at 8:30 Pacific time on a Sunday, how dare they not have the Week 18 schedule out? What's the matter with them? Why don't they have the schedule out?
We're assuming, all right, it's 8:39 now. By the time we're doing Guess the Lines, we're assuming Chargers Raiders will be
Sunday night.
The Sunday night.
Yeah.
I don't know how that we could avoid it. Wait, let's do a couple more losers quickly.
All right, go ahead.
I think picking the Super Bowl is a loser. How are we going to pick this? The Omicron is going to get worse and worse over the next couple weeks. They're going to be changing whatever the guidelines are, but we're going to have a round one or a round two playoff game where it's going to be like the Kirk Cousins situation tonight. It's Sean Mannion. He's going to be controlling your playoff destiny.
He's the real deal, though, Bill. Come on. He plays in the Super Bowl. You don't think 2 weeks to prepare?
He's 6'6", strapping arm.
No, you're out of your mind if you pick a futures bet. You just are.
You just shouldn't. Yeah,
it's so much fun. I'd love to say, oh, Packers, Chiefs, or Patriots, Packers or something, but there's just so much up in the air. You don't know games. You're crazy to just bet any game on Sunday before Saturday morning or something.
You might actually be better off just taking long shot futures if you're doing futures.
Yeah,
maybe. Why not? Mm-hmm. You might get Green Bay and Devontae Adams gets Omicron, knock on wood, like 24 hours before the game. Then what happens? Right. So I would put them as losers. You're not going to like this.
Come on.
You're not going to like this.
Come on. You gave Trevor Lawrence a mulligan. Give Dak a break.
Do I have to give him 2 months of a break?
Look, I warned everybody. I said that was the best thing about last week. That he looked okay. He didn't look injured. But really, and the numbers weren't bad today. But if you watched him play, it was a different story. What did he end up with? 24 for 38?
It was
26, three.
He just doesn't look comfortable. Even when he's scrambling, it doesn't look like he really 100% wants to scramble, and he's doing it begrudgingly.
I was texting you. It's like he's playing like at my height. Like he's getting passes batted down. And one thing he was doing, he was taking off with the ball, which that's what I want to see out of their offense. You know, but then he fumbled that. It's just a little too little too late. And if I have to hear about Kyler Murray winning every time in high school, college, and pro in that stadium,
in Texas,
vomit all over myself. But I'm not impressed with us. I'm not.
We're done with the Kellen Moore might be the next head coach of blank, blank, blank stuff, right? I cannot tell the difference between him and Jason Garrett at this point.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. Why don't you just pound the ball? What are you guys doing?
You can get sued for saying something like that. That really is like, I don't know. That's slanderous. I didn't love the game plan. I know the stats looked okay at the end, but they don't give anybody the ball. They had 17 rush attempts and 5 of them were for Prescott. Not great. But listen, this is what happens when you play. You know, who they play against? They went against Fromm and Gannon and Heinicke and all these terrible quarterbacks, Taysom Hill. And then the same thing with the Dolphins. 6 out of their 7 wins were against sub 500 quarterbacks. And then they ran into Tennessee. And Tannehill's not even that great, but they got slaughtered.
Yeah, Schrager and I on Thursday, we stayed away from Cowboys Cardinals because your two best wins were like over the Patriots by 2 points and over like the Chargers by 3. I'm like, I'm staying away. So Sunday, I get killed on the Colts game. And last second, I'm like, all right, I'll try to make it up with a little, I'll get to bed against Drew Lock. I'll tease the Chargers. Mm-hmm. And then Chargers or Packers? And I'm like, Cowboys or Packers. I'm like, they're not the Cardinals. They look like they're headed the wrong way. I'll take the Cowboys. Of course,
I wish
stupid.
You would ask me.
So, who have you lost the most money on this year? Because for me, it's between the Cardinals and the Raiders. I think have cost me the most.
I backed off the Cardinals for a minute. Oh, you're counting if you bet against the Cardinals and they beat
I'm
you?
Saying all year long, who has been your kryptonite team this year? Because I have the Cardinals and the Raiders in the finals.
I had the Bucks in every win. Every time they lost, I had them in a money line parlay. So that big Sunday night game when they went to Washington and lost, all the bewildering results. But I'm going to say the Chargers. Yeah, the Chargers.
Chargers, interesting.
Can't get it right. Cannot get them right. And I scream about how bad they are defensively every week, and I seem to have them, except for this week. I seem to bet them.
I had the Raiders. Who we won the first week, and that was it. After that, it flipped. I think I hit on them against the Broncos against them last week, but the Cowboys lost on Thanksgiving, or the win on Thanksgiving over the Cowboys. And then today, where I watched that whole Colts game and I'm still not sure how the Colts lost. I never was that worried.
Even
they're flashing the Wentz 1-for-9 for 8-yard stats. I'm like, they got this. It's fine. Carr throws the pick. Colts take the lead. I'm like, here we go. It's Taylor time. So pound the ball. They'll be up 10. We're good. They'll show Pit Boss Rich on the sidelines looking sad. We got this. Mariota was in there for a little bit. I'm like, this is great. And then all of a sudden, the Raiders had the lead.
Right. Well, Wentz also threw a pick. He threw in the quadruple coverage and it banged off that quartet.
I know.
They caught. Like, I don't know.
But that's when I thought I was winning after that happened. He threw
after that.
What, a 45-yard touchdown that bounced off two Raiders.
I like this Raiders team. They just won't go away.
They won't.
Give it to the league. They're weird. They're 9-7. They win. They're in. Derek Carr, I don't know how he'll be looked at historically. Like, I feel like he's disrespected a lot. But then again, he can't put three great games together. I don't know. It's not even.
Yeah, like if you're a Seahawks fan and they offered you Derek Carr and two number ones and a two for Russell Wilson, I can't say I'm like, I don't know how much of a difference there is Derek Carr and Russell Wilson at this point. If Wilson doesn't scramble around anymore, is there really a difference?
Wait a minute. I mean, Wilson doesn't have better receivers than Carr. Carr's just dying for Waller. Waller almost came back this week. He was practicing and then he had COVID. They're like, nope, you're not going to play without practicing after being injured for a month since Thanksgiving. So if they get him back next week, that could be fun.
It seems like we have some receivers this year that just can get open whenever they want. Somehow Renfro is one of them who I don't even think went in our auctions.
No.
Right? I don't think anyone even bid a dollar on him. Renfro, Cup is like that. Chase, anytime the Bengals have a third and whatever, Burrow will just be like, cool, all right, I'll just Chase chuck it downfield for
can,
Chase.
Can we talk about that? Are we still on losers?
Oh, my God. I'm almost done with losers. I had Daniel Snyder with the fans fell on the runway.
What's going to be next? Is the scoreboard going to fall on everybody's head? Like, what happened?
That was crazy. And then Giants fans, I think they're the official rock bottom winners of 2021, right? You would have said, like, no, it's got to be the Jaguars, but at least the Jaguars have this Trevor Lawrence where you can talk yourself into, this guy's a franchise guy. We just got to get him a team and a coach and some weapons and we'll be good to go. What do you say to a Giants fan?
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Now, maybe the tunnel goes for miles and miles and miles in Jacksonville. The Giants fans are just devastated.
There's no
light. They really are. And Joe Judge today, it was a Trumpian statement today. What did he say? He's like, you know what? There are a lot of players on teams that are no longer with us that say, hey, Joe, I would love to come back. Like, really? Why? Why would you love to come back? It's a miracle when you guys pick up a first down.
I know.
Nobody wants to come back.
It really was Trump. It's like, I was talking to a lot of people who want to be back in my captain.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who?
That's all I have for losers, except for the AFC North, which we thought had a chance to be this vaunted division. It really went out with a whimper. And the Bengals grabbed it by the balls. I mean, 3 weeks ago, I think they were in fourth place.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
And they
good
lost
odds.
That Chargers game. We were monitoring it, but they just kind of blossomed.
Well, they just ended up with healthy players. Nobody else. The Ravens don't have their quarterback. Big Ben retired like 10 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Cleveland, forget it. We can go back and forth between Keenum and whatever else they put in, like Mullins and Baker. Like and by the way, I don't want to take anything away from Burrow. He has what, like 970 yards in the last 2 weeks, but the Chiefs screwed that up. Like, why are they blitzing on 3rd and 27, leaving single coverage on this guy who they can't cover the entire
I'm just double
game?
Teaming Chase. Like, be with everyone else on your team.
You
Chase
free is, safety back there.
After he was 6-for-180 for 3 TDs, and we were early in the third quarter, I'm like, that's it. He's not doing anything else.
Right.
I'm triple team him if I have to.
3rd and 27. I know Chiefs fans want to kill the referees, but you didn't score a touchdown in the second half. What are they doing there?
It was another really weird Mahomes game. And I felt like Mahomes was getting his mojo back.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like Burrow felt like the alpha dog in that game. Not to get too cliche on you, but watching it, if you knew nothing, you would have come out of that game going, oh, so Burrow's the best quarterback in the league, right?
Right.
And Mahomes was right there. He's on the field the whole time. Hill dropped that long pass at the end of the first half that I felt like if he held on to that, and even if they had just gotten a field goal,
I'm
I don't know
you.
If the Bengals come back from that.
I still don't know. I know it was a good play. Defender got his hand in there, but at some point you have to secure the ball, right? Seemed like he had it out there for a one Mississippi count just for any defender to knock it free. But
it's a bad loss. They can't run the ball. As soon as Edwards-Helaire is out, all of a sudden they're a different offense.
And Zach Taylor is looking good, like coaching-wise. Like, what the hell was that? They even confused Romo with the minute left and not knowing when to go for it or call a timeout.
None of that was intentional. I think all of that was completed confidence. Romo's like, I don't know if he's trying to score. He was like, no, these are just terrible plays.
Oh, yeah.
He's 100% trying to score. They just don't know what to do. And then they're putting him in the shotgun where they don't really have that possession, like, guy who can just get the 2 yards wide open. I can't believe they snuck that out.
Well, they went on fourth down. I didn't want to kill them for going for it on fourth down. He got lucky that the downs reset to first down. But
yes.
But if you do go up three with a minute left, that's probably a push. Like, if Fandel said odds on it, it's probably even odds that Butker kicks the field goal a minute later or 48 seconds later after Mahomes brings him down. So I didn't mind them going for it there, but God, I don't know if we'll ever see anything like that again, the way the time turned over and everything.
Well, it's like what we always say. I don't mind going for it if you have a good play, but their plays were terrible. You know, it's like I lost this four-team under/teaser thing I did because of that Ravens two-point when the Rams they go up 20-19. I had teased it down to 40.5. If the Rams get the 2 point, I win the bet. I win everything. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I don't know, 2.5 to 1. And for the first time in my life, a hook and ladder on a 2 point.
Yeah.
Needless to say, weird. It got completely annihilated. They're like, oh, hook and ladder. That was a cool play. I'm like, there's nothing cool about that. They didn't get the 2 point. What was cool?
Barely got the hook part. Yeah. That's
oh, my God. What an absolutely idiotic play that was. All right. We got to take a break. We'll come back, do some awards. This episode is supported by State Farm. If you've ever been in an accident and you're okay, but you know what happened, your first reaction is going to be, man, why did that happen? If you ever buy a new house or a new car or a new anything, there's this little rush you get when you're like, I did it. I made it happen. But really, the only words you need to remember are, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm has options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Learn more at statefarm.com. This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer partner of the NBA. It's just what you need to sit back and enjoy the game, and they're also getting fans closer to the game than ever. You can win exclusive NBA prizes like courtside seats, signed memorabilia, and more. I love Michelob because of how light it is. It's only 95 calories with 2.6 carbs. You know what the perfect time for Michelob Ultra is? A little doubleheader, a little NBA doubleheader. Right at first half of the first game. I don't know, West Coast time, that's usually about 5 o'clock, 5:30, perfect time for a beer. You can do it. Grab a pack to enjoy today. Learn more and enter for your chance to win at MichelobUltra.com/courtside, LDA 21 and up. All right, awards. Kind of mirrors week 18, and I want to save some time for us to do guest lines, but looks like Rodgers has the MVP. It might be the only guy that I don't have money on out of like the five candidates.
I know. I did the same.
So we really botched that one. I think Vrabel locked up coach of the year by Tennessee getting a one seed when they were just missing guys all year.
I guess so. That bums me out because I had Belichick all over the place at 17-1. And he's like, last when I looked Friday, he was like sixth or seventh on the list for coach of the year.
Gross. He's got to be second or third, though, right?
Yeah, I would think. But yeah, you're right. Vrabel's done this without Derrick Henry and everybody else. And see, that's what I mean. Like you said, the NFC, like, yeah, who are you going to pick a winner? Like maybe the Packers. AFC, I think there's a lot of tough outs. You can't, well, they lost today, but you can't say the Chiefs automatically. You can't say, you know, the Titans are only going to get better. You might see Henry next week, even from what I understand. And the Bengals are good. And I haven't even got to your Patriots or Bills. A lot of tough outs there.
And then the Michael Myers Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, that's right. Well, by the way, I'm just looking. They're moving that to Sunday night.
Raiders Chargers.
Yes, Raiders Chargers Sunday night.
Well, Tennessee, so they get the one seed if they win on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They get a week off and then they get Henry back, which seems possibly realistic. I always like, because this happens a lot in basketball, the broken foot. Mm-hmm. Like, he could be back by so-and-so. It's always a month later.
Right.
So I'm a little dubious. But at the same time, if he only has to play in three games.
Yeah.
I could see him just coming back even if he wasn't 100%,
right? It's a great deal. No, they say in warm-ups he's faster than ever. I mean, who knows?
Mm.
My sources. But yeah, that's going to be scary for other teams. By the way, this Foreman isn't bad either. He has 300-yard games.
I like him.
From Texas. Yeah.
He's one of those guys, if you research him, was like one of those big high school, you know, like stud guys who had some issues and now seems like for whatever reason, he's getting his life.
Oh, he's the real deal. He's getting his career. He's the real deal.
But I think he's one of those tantalizing guys, right? That get taken in the whatever round. You're like, yeah. This guy, well, if he can put it together, and I'm with you. I think he's definitely got a head of steam going downhill a lot of these runs. It's hard to tackle. Chase and Parsons will be our rookies of the year. The only one I don't know is defensive player.
No,
of the year.
Wait, no, Chase. I think Max still gets it.
Over Chase?
Oh, yeah. Chase had like a month before last couple games. He had a month where he had like 55 yards receiving. Yeah, like four straight.
I know,
games.
But Max sucked last week, though. I think that might have.
I think he was scoreboard watching. He knew he had to throw for a few touchdowns today. I don't know. He was like minus 500 before Friday. I think
was he really?
Up. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Hmm. I thought Chase after today, I thought that would have flipped it.
Yeah.
So who's defensive player of the year?
Defensive player or rookie? I mean,
defensive player.
It's a coin flip between Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons or Diggs. And I think Donald's up there too. They're all like plus 275.
It's kind of a blah words here.
Yeah.
All right. We're saving a lot of time here for Guess the Lions because we have a lot of scenarios to go over. But if the playoffs ended today.
Which some people say they should.
Yeah,
we've played 17 weeks. That might be enough.
Tennessee's our one seed in the AFC. We would have KC against the winner of Chargers Vegas. That would be one game, the 2-7.
Mm-hmm.
We would have Cincinnati against Indianapolis, which is a bummer for me because I like both of those teams.
Right.
And then Buffalo, New England, the trilogy.
But I think what's going to happen is, we'll talk about this when we get to the Lions, but Burrow's not going to play against the Browns, right? He can't play because they have nothing to gain.
A little dinged up today.
Yeah, so they'll be a 4 seed and your Patriots are the 5. I think that's more likely a first round game.
So New England, Cincy.
I think that's what it would be, yeah.
That's a good matchup for us.
Do you think they make that Monday night? We have to figure out Guess the Lines, too, for the playoff weeks. But are they going to make the best game Monday night?
It's kind of a disadvantage to be the Monday night game, right?
Sure.
What if you have to... So then the teams that play Monday would have to be Sunday the next week.
They would have to make that rule. But if the seedings are wacky, then how do you guarantee that, you know? If there's an upset.
If it's
4-5, it'll be that, yeah.
They just did not consider Guess the Lines at all.
They didn't give a shit about us.
I mean, we might have to do a Sunday night and then like...
Yeah, I think we'll do a short one Monday.
So, yeah, like a 15-minute Monday night or something.
That's fine. I'm around.
You're available?
Yeah.
NFC playoffs, we have Green Bay clinched the bye. So that one's done. We don't have to worry about that. And then if the playoffs ended today, it would be Tampa, Philly, Rams, San Francisco, and then you would have to play Arizona again.
Yeah, I don't like that because Rams play San Francisco next week too. I don't want a back-to-back game, two games that are back-to-back. Yeah, I don't want Arizona. I don't want to play any of them.
Well, if you're you, you
again? There's no way Washington can get in, like the 5 seed?
Heineke?
Damn.
I will say this would be the craziest quarterback situation we've had in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're just looking at who we'd have in round one, and normally we always have like the Heineke to go against or some crappy guy.
Right.
This year, it's basically Carr would be the worst. Oh, Wentz. We'd have Wentz. So Carr and Wentz would be our two worst AFC quarterbacks, unless you want to throw in rookie Mac. And then NFC would be Jalen Hurts, and injured Garoppolo and earmuffs out, but no mojo's Dak, I think, would be the worst three. But there's no like, oh my God, I can't wait to bet against so and so.
We've been doing this, what, 14 years? We always have at least one or two or three or four teams that were like, I just can't wait to put money on against this team. There's nobody.
The best one ever was, wasn't it your team, Quincy Carter?
Yeah.
That was my favorite. Quincy Carter started a playoff game.
Yeah.
No, right. It was just great financially.
Carolina? Okay. Where did they play? Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do Chargers Raiders first or last? Let's make
that
last.
Well, you know that we know the Saturday games too.
Oh, what are those?
The 4:30 Eastern is Chiefs and Broncos, Chiefs at Broncos, and then 8:15 Eastern is Cowboys at Eagles.
Okay. All right. So we'll do guess the Lions. Every week we guess the Lions. Mm-hmm. I am leading by one for the season.
We have two ties. You're up 8-7-2. Yeah.
Okay. Saturday, last week of the season. Is that something we've had before? Because this season's so long, I can't even remember what we had in the past. It doesn't feel familiar to me.
I don't think so either.
I feel like this has been week 16 in the past, but not week 17, right. Which Christmas is now week 18.
And then that's it. Yeah, right.
Okay. So I broke all these down into categories, and this Chiefs-Broncos game is in the category of AFC seeding on the line. Chiefs can clinch the 2 seed. They could also put pressure on the Titans, because if they win, then the Titans would have to win against the Texans to clinch the 1 seed. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you saw the Broncos today. I was going to tweet this, but I was too lazy. The Broncos, their offense between Drew Luck and Vic Fangio, it's like watching a 92-year-old person back out of the driveway. It's just super slow, cautious. I don't want to hit. Stopping. Stop, start. Stop, start. Stop, start. Oh my God. I hit the mailbox. It's just awful. Drew Luck is awful. Their offense is awful.
But eventually the 92-year-old gets out of the driveway, right? So I don't know if it's a good
maybe not. I'll still work on it. I have the Chiefs. It's in Denver.
Yep.
I have the Chiefs favored by 9.5.
Oh, come on. You always pretend you don't know when these games are, what the line is. You got it exactly. I said 9. It's 9.5.
I just knew they weren't going to let us tease it.
Well, it's a free 3-team teaser game. It's a free one. Saturday, get it out of the way. Then you only have to worry about 2 on Sunday. Especially if they, at that point, they can think that they could get the 1 seed. They're not losing it.
So we did the 4-team 13-pointer for million-dollar picks. And then FanDuel boosted it. And it actually won. All 4 hit. It was like Niners, Bucks, Bills, and then my team,
Patriots,
against the Jags. Yeah. We covered that one convincingly.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
This is looking like it should be thrown in a 3-teamer, because I cannot see any scenario where the Broncos score even remotely enough points to hang with the Chiefs.
Freebie. Chiefs aren't going to want to go in the playoffs, you know, 2-game losing streak. They win this.
Okay. And then our other one, Cowboys-Eagles. There's seeding on the line. It's smart that they did this on a Saturday, because if the Cowboys win, it'll put some pressure on some other people. And if the Eagles
win. Tampa and the Rams. Yep.
Yeah. And if the Eagles win.
I don't think it's really anything for them. Maybe they can get to a 6, but I don't know if they know the difference between 6 or 7 or 5, right?
Yeah. If you're Philly, it's like, oh man, if we can just get to a 6, .. Mm-hmm. Does it matter between Tampa and the Rams and Dallas? Probably not.
Coaches typically sit everybody. I think Dallas could sit everybody too here. I know it does mean potentially they can get a 2 or a 3, but not likely.
Well, what do you care? You win, you're still going to have to go to Green Bay at some point.
And that's the thing. We're better on the road. I'm not even sure being home in Jerry World is ideal for us. We're 6-2 on the road.
It all comes down to that horrible loss to Vegas on Thanksgiving, where you win the coin toss and you still lose in overtime.
Don't forget.
I can't get over it.
We lost by 1 million to Denver, too. The AFC West is...
Yeah, but that one you got your asses kicked.
Yeah.
The Raiders one was like, you're home on Thanksgiving and you got it to overtime.
Right.
So if you win that, it would have been... You would have had a chance, I think, to lock up the 2 seed.
Yep.
All right, we'll do...
you do the line. Did you guess it?
I didn't. I have the Cowboys favored by 3 in Philadelphia.
I went hefty here. I said 4.5. It's only 2. So you're up 2-0. You won the Saturday games. You want to continue, or you could buy out now. Shit, it's gonna be one of
Let's do the 3 irrelevant games, and then we'll take a break. These are the 3 worst games. These games mean absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, we've tried to figure out how to analyze these and bet these, and the reality is you should just ignore them and pretend they're not happening. First one is the Packers at Detroit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have a line for this, but you're not going to be able to bet this line now.
It's going to be Jordan Love, who we've seen once this year, who is really bad.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon St. Ra Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He's your best player. Why are you pretending not to know him?
He turned out to be one of like the 7 best fantasy guys in the league in the playoffs. I have the Packers by 5 in Detroit.
We almost shouldn't count this, even though I would have won. I said 7, and they're showing 11. They're actually showing it in a few books.
11? So. We bet Detroit.
Well, the other thing is, these teams kind of have to keep losing, right? You're going to mention the Giants in a second. Some of these teams have 2 picks in the top 8.
Mm.
I don't know. I will count that because I won.
I'll give it to you. There's a line in the game.
Yep.
Vikings Bears is another one that means absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Bears have been played off the sports pages by the Bulls. DeRozan with the back-to-back game winners. They have the number 1 seed in the East. You know, when we did... House and Russell and I did over-unders, and they were like division bets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bucks were like something crazy to win their division. They were like minus 1,500, something like that, minus 1,200.
Milwaukee Bucks. Basketball ready? Oh, geez. Okay, go ahead.
And the Bulls, Bulls were like 20-1 to win the division, 15-1, like some crazy number. The Bulls are winning the division by multiple games.
It's ridiculous.
It'll be one of the nuttiest division winners for betting that we've had. Anyway, they played the Bears off the pages. Matt Nagy's getting fired. Nobody cares.
Have you seen this Sean Mannion? He's going to be the quarterback.
Are we going to see Sean Mannion next week? Probably not, right? COVID Kurt's coming back?
Kurt will be back.
Kurt.
He'll be back. His COVID went way over, right? For an unvaxxed, you would have thought week 3, week 3.5.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Kirk.
Oh, no. We would have had like week 8.5 for him, max.
But imagine, though, if he, and I get it, everybody's getting COVID now anyway, so it doesn't matter. Imagine if the Vikings really needed that game tonight. I mean, I guess they were eliminated anyway, but
yeah,
it was sucked. What do you have for this?
Mike Zimmer looked like he was ready to go home.
Oh, man.
I had the Vikings by 5.5 against Chicago.
Yeah, you went too high. I said 4, and it's 3.5.
Yeah. This is where you're really thriving with the games that mean nothing.
I'm good at the meaningless shit. Nagy's got to go, right? Even if he ends up 7-10, they're talking about it.
He's gone.
Maybe both these coaches. It'd be a loser leaves town.
It's a both losers leave town.
Leaves the North. Yeah.
Well, speaking of losers, this one is an all timer. I think they should ban this from the red zone. Washington and the Giants. Yeah, we shouldn't. There should be no record that this game happened. And plus, it's in Giants Stadium.
Yeah.
And I just can't think of a worse football game. I have Washington favored by 4.
I went 5.5. It's 6.5.
Oh, my God. You won all 3 of those.
They're the worst franchise in sports. You got to give them a half dozen.
I was watching a couple episodes of Man in the Arena, the Tom Brady show.
Mm-hmm.
And
let it go already.
The Giants just really spoiled a couple of the episodes. I didn't enjoy it. It was not fun reliving it. And, I hope they're wallowing in their misery. I had blocked out of my mind the second. Like the first Super Bowl, I think the Giants deserved to win. I actually think they played better. Their front 4 was dominant and they made a bunch of plays and we couldn't run the ball. And they were better than us. The second one, we just gave away. And Gronk was hurt. And we were up 2 scores. It was like 7, it was like 17-9, something like that.
Yeah, 11 and, points. Yeah.
And we could not get 3 more points.
Was that
and
the Asante Samuel one? The one that went?
No, that was the first one. This was the one where we just couldn't put him away. And then the Manningham 40-yard down the sideline. We let them score, which I think everybody has forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually worked. Bradshaw fell in the end zone, and then we couldn't get the Hail Mary. But I was getting mad all over again. My point is this. I hope you wallow in despair, Giants franchise. I hope that this lasts for years and years. Good
I'm
luck
with
to
you.
All of you.
I'm loving it. And Washington, it's too. It's a shame someone has to win this game.
The Mara family, kudos. Congratulations. Don't take shit from anybody. You run the team the way you want. Doing a great job. All right, we're going to take a break and do the rest of the lines. This episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. Whenever someone mentions spring, you can't help but think of the word fresh. Spring brings fresh air, fresh beginnings, freshly cleaned homes. It's also a really great time to take a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. I use it in my home and absolutely love it. By the way, summer's coming. No better time to maybe dip in to our friends at Simply Safe than when you're leaving your house, your condo, your apartment, wherever you live. You're probably going to go somewhere for a while. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it's 2 weeks. Guess who's going to know that? Burglars. Simply Safe, great, because it protects your whole home. Uses advanced sensors and a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras. Keep watch over your property day and night. 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. You can even check it out on your phone. Gives you peace of mind. You want peace of mind? Try Simply Safe today. Risk-free, no contract, 60-day money-back guarantee. Get 20% off your system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/BS. That's simplysafe.com with two I's, simplysafe.com/BS. There's no safe like Simply Safe. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How you doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Are you like me where you're looking at April and you're just thinking, man, there's a lot of sports. There's a lot of podcast content. There's a lot of stuff to watch. I got to make sure I don't lose control of the narrative here. Got to spend time with the family. Got to unwind. Got to spend time with my friends. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up heading into the summer. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time, but therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can give you the help for the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/BillSimmons today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/BillSimmons. All right, I separated these into categories. Week 18, AFC playoff spot on the line. Not counting Chargers, Raiders, we'll do that last.
Mm-hmm.
Titans, Texans. It's in Houston. Titans will clinch the one seed, amazingly. They will be the first one seed to have five losses or more in the AFC in a long time.
Right.
I think we go back to like the Raiders in 2002 since that happened. I have the Titans favored by 11 points in Houston.
You're going to get it. I said 12.5. It's 10.5. Is that our second teaser game?
Yeah, it is.
That's it.
It is.
Let me explain, though. I have Texans under 4.5 wins. So it'll just crush my soul if I lose that one. Like, they've won two games as double-digit underdogs, the Texans. I don't know that anyone's won three games as double-digit underdogs.
Well, we're going to lose that Lions' worst record bet.
Yeah.
Because of that Jared Goff play on like 3rd and 12 against, what team was that? The Cardinals or the Rams? All these games blend together. Vikings.
The Vikings, right?
The Vikings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
3rd and 12, and they let the guy just curl right in front of them for the game-winning touchdown.
Even
that's
going to
cost us that bet. Next one. We did Chiefs-Broncos already. The other one that has some real playoff spot seating on the line, Colts-Jags.
Mm-hmm.
Colts clinch a playoff spot with a win. The Colts can lose this and still clinch if the Ravens, Chargers, and Steelers all lose.
Wait, say it again? If the Raiders, Chargers, and Steelers all lose?
Yeah, the Colts can lose and still make it. We're not going to have to worry about that because the Jaguars are an absolute train wreck. They stink. They're really
bad. It's
so
funny. I was looking for that information. Like, oh, do the Colts have to win? And everyone, Kornacki, everyone's like, I don't even think about it. They're playing the Jaguars.
Right.
You actually found the number. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, Jaguars can't win this game.
It's in Jacksonville. I'm going to say Colts by 13.
It's too low. I said 16. It's 15 and a half.
Is it too low? Carson Wentz is on one of the teams.
Which one?
He's on the team that's favored by too many points.
All right. Well, that's a lot. I don't know. Do you make that? So now that you can't tease because that's too high.
You could do the FanDuel 13-pointer.
Could do that. Even then, you need a field goal.
I think the 13-pointer needs a name. I got to talk to FanDuel about this.
Yeah?
Like the number 13 was Will Marino, Chamberlain. Call it the Wilt.
Yeah, the Wilt. The Dan Marino 13. The unlucky 13 is, we should know
the
right away.
Or the Voorhees. The Voorhees of the week.
Oh, right.
13-pointer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put like the Jason Voorhees hockey mask. That'd be pretty good, right?
I like it. The Voorhees, yeah.
The Voorhees. Well, this is the Voorhees. Here's another Voorhees. Bills home against the Jets. Bills clinched the AFC East with a win, which would get them to at least the 4 seed. And then if Cincy decides, fuck it, and throws away this game, could get them to a 3 seed. Mm-hmm. I'll say this about the Jets. Officially frisky.
Sure.
I like how they've ended the season. They lost Michael Carter today, too, who was running their the ball really well for them.
Their offensive play calling is fun. Who's that? LaFleur? He's a little LaFleur, too, right? The offensive coordinator. They come up with some fun gadget plays, which made the 4th-and-1 quarterback sneak like suck even more. Like, oh, come on. Doing fun stuff all game.
I'll tell you this. The Brandon Barris thing really bums me out.
Yeah.
Because we had him. He was like the ultimate, like, scrappy Belichick Patriots receiver pick who was on that, basically got the Julian Edelman scholarship. We moved him in. He basically probably got Edelman's locker. We tried to turn him into Edelman, and he just wasn't good for us.
Well, maybe he didn't like
it. Gunner took a spot.
You were calling him Brandon when his name is Braxton. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Braxton. Braxton Berrios.
It's all right. Utah College has a kick returner. It's right up your alley, the Patriots.
Oh, I was getting texts about this guy. Yeah, he looked pretty good.
You're going to be all right.
It's pretty sad that every white guy like that just automatically gets assigned Patriots status. But we had this Barris guy. And if you watch the Jets, which
I know,
don't ask me why, but I've seen a bunch of them the last couple of weeks. Like, they incorporate him in all these cool ways. They run bubble screens with him and reverses. Mm-hmm. And he just seems like he gets touches and he does stuff. I like
him. Quick as hell. What do you have for this number?
I have the Bills by 14.
I said 14 also. 17.
Too high.
Didn't you think, we talk about frisky, we thought Atlanta, I was like, come on, Simmons, do it. Atlanta's plus 460. Let's do it. They're down 2 points and they're plus 460 late in the second quarter. But they you know, if Pitts is in that game, Pitts doesn't get hurt. I think they got a shot.
Allen kept throwing it to him.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those games that got me more excited for
Matt Ryan, right? Yeah.
No, I'm saying Josh Allen. Wow. He kept throwing to the Falcons.
Oh, to the Falcons. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Because last week he was like historically great last week. Mm-hmm. And this week he looked like Josh Allen again. So now I'm like, all right, 50-50 chance we get the guy from today in a playoff game.
I think this line's too high, actually.
I did too.
I like the Jets. Plus it could be the blizzard again.
I think they've had a couple good drafts in a row. Mm-hmm. There's actual optimism with the Jets fans in my life, which is pretty funny. None of them want to trade for Russell Wilson. All of them are out. They're just like, all right, let's take these two top 10 picks.
Right.
And let's go. Let's build something.
Yeah.
Next one is Pats, Dolphins. Pats clinch the 5 seed with a win. They win the AFC East if they win this game and the Bills lose.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins have nothing to play for. They blew
it for some reason they're out, but the Ravens aren't out.
Yeah.
And they're both
there. Yeah, they're out. Dolphins, after not trusting them for 7 weeks, Schrager and I, $1 million picks, couldn't find the underdog. All of a sudden got excited about the Dolphins. And somehow two small Dolphins bets.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking like, maybe they're... it was just one of those games you knew within 6 minutes that it wasn't happening.
Yep. Couldn't stop anybody. Tua deflected passes. He had some call. Oh, is that a fumble? Oh, no, it's a forward pass. It was like the three of those. Like, yeah. They're a year away, at least, I think.
Pretty rough. They were the good, bad team. That's how they'll finish the season. Mm-hmm. I have the Pats favored by 5 at home against the Dolphins.
Son of a bitch.
I said 4.5. It's 5.5. You got it. Mm. It's 1, 2, 3. All right, we're tied 5-5.
My team might be the good bad team.
You think so?
Well, we kill every bad team. That's part of the thing. But we have hung with some good teams.
When we saw like it was 50-10, God, the Bills lost to this team. The Bills lost to the Jaguars. Is that the most screwed up result?
Lawrence was so bad.
Yeah.
And I think the Pats defense is finally healthy. And, you know, there were a lot of signs that this could be a good game for the Pats. But
you could have run 0 times. You could have passed 0 times. You could have like chosen what? Choose one. Are we not going to run today or are we not going to pass today? You would have won either way by 28 points.
They have no pass rush. It's rough. Yeah. Bengals Browns. This is in Cincy. The Bengals, as you said, they've already clinched the AFC North. Now, if KC somehow loses on Saturday, the Bengals would have something to play for because they could get a 2 seed at that point.
Right.
That would make me think maybe you strap it on, try to play.
Yeah.
They could get a 1 seed if the Titans, Kansas City, and the Patriots all lost. Mm-hmm. They could clinch the 1 seed if the Bills win and Tennessee and Kansas City loses. But again, Tennessee's playing the Texans, so that's not happening. So I think your instinct is right that KC wins on Saturday and then the Bengals say, all right, we'll take the 4 seed. We don't care.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to give away a hint, but go ahead. You pick a number here because I was off on this.
It's in Cincy, right? I have that correct?
No, it's in Cleveland.
It's in Cleveland?
Yeah.
I'm not going to change my pick. I had the Bengals by 3.
It's I had a pick 'em. It's Cleveland by 3. So I get
oh,
that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so, you know, we normally do this. So if you think that they're going to sit their players, you take Chiefs money line parlayed with Browns
this
money
is,
line. Yeah.
Right.
Right? Now, the Browns could suck so bad that the Bengals backup beats them, right? But that's, I don't know, if that happens, what the hell are you going to do?
Well, the Chiefs money line is going to be pretty high, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get it back about to even if you get those two.
Yeah, or you could do a 2-team 7-point tease, take the Chiefs down to 2.5, take the Browns to +4.
+4. Yeah, that's not bad.
This could be Baker's last Browns start.
Wow, I didn't even think of that. Well, they definitely respond. We'll have to see how Big Ben responds, but Russell Hustle and Bustle was gangbusters today, knowing that it was his last start.
Al, Baker Mayfield's so tough. He's so tough, Al. He's such a tough guy.
He gets us through every commercial break.
Oh, my God. He's so tough. This guy, he's playing with a harness. He's got 7 broken ribs. His leg's on backwards. This guy is so tough.
He's got a torn labrum, and his wife will not stop tweeting.
By the way, speaking of NBC, I should apologize for something. Last week, I said Breeze was a corpse.
You did say that?
On the pregame show, I said that, yeah. I should have said cadaver. I should have said cadaver. NFL NFC seating on the line. We have the...
Seemed insincere, I got to be honest. Go ahead.
Rams, 49ers. Mm-hmm. This is a good game. There's yeah. You could argue that they could have made this the Sunday night game.
I thought they might make the Saturday night, but I'm not sure of how the politics of this work.
Maybe this will be like the big Fox late game, right?
Yeah, they must have
Sunday
to
late
it.
Game.
Yep, that's exactly it.
So this is in LA. The Rams clinch the division and a 2 seed if they win. The Rams clinch the division if the Cards lose. Even if the Rams lose, the Cards lose, they clinch anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The 49ers get in if they win or if the Saints lose.
Correct.
So odds are both of these teams will be a division champ and a team that gets in the playoffs.
So the Saints have to be a late game also then, right?
Yep.
New Orleans at Atlanta?
Yep.
They have to. They can't give their competitive advantage to anybody there. All right.
I'm going to say, for this game, I'm going to say the Rams by 4. Over the 49ers.
All right, I get this one. I said 6. It's 5.5.
So is that a Jimmy might not play line?
I think that's exactly what that is. Jimmy might not play, and then we'll figure out if Jimmy's better than Trey. And they have to think, any 49ers fan, at least for these next couple games,
needs Jimmy G in that lineup, right?
From what I saw today and what I've seen in the limited Trey Lance stuff before, I think it's potentially a disaster. He goes against the Rams pass rush.
Exactly.
I was just going to say, I think he could make five turnovers that game. Yeah. Right. No. And he'll scramble around, he'll make some, but he's not ready for a game like that.
Mm-hmm. But they have beat him like five in a row, right? The 49ers? Isn't it something? I think they have their number.
All right. Next one that has NFC seeding on the line. Bucks. Panthers in Tampa. Brady still has some receivers left. The Panthers became a dark horse for the most depressing franchise sweepstakes. They had this really sad Cam Newton comeback. This new owner who came in gave Matt Rhule the 7-year contract. Now that's looking bad. They have no quarterback. They passed on Mac Jones and Justin Fields.
Didn't he say it was bad? Didn't he say that was a bad contract? The owner said it, right?
It was reported that he was telling somebody, but who knows? Okay. Yeah.
Of course he was telling somebody.
Last year, everybody was like, so every other team should have hired Matt Rhule. Now now he's out of favor. But that's what happens when you don't have a quarterback.
I wonder if the college guys are going to, everyone's going to pump the brakes a little with the college guys, right?
We say this, and then 3 years later, they all start coming back.
Yeah. You just run out of coaches.
It all depends on the quarterback. Hmm. They made a bad bet.
Yep.
I have the Bucks favored by 12 over the Panthers.
All right, I get this. I said 10.5. It's 9.5.
Ooh.
All right, so that's the third one. Well, we don't know.
Yeah, that's
the other risky thing is Tampa plays their asses off. They're up 10 in the fourth quarter. They scoreboard watch, and the Rams are winning. I don't even know if these times match up for my scenario, but then Brady sits, right? And then Sam Darnold runs for two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, you got to be careful week 18.
Saints-Falcons is barely meaning something, but it means something. It's in Atlanta. Saints win, 49ers lose, and we finally get our shit quarterback in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be whoever the Saints shit quarterback is that day, but we'll get to bet against them. Falcons, this seems like their destiny to win this game and go 8-9 and become the worst 8-9 team in the history of football.
Was there over under 8.5? We missed that. We lost that, right?
No, 7.5.
It was? We could win? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes,
right,
sir.
Right, you're right. It's 7.5. Yeah.
I have the Saints favored by 3.5 over the Falcons.
No, you're going to get it. I said 3. It's 4.5.
Mm.
So the Saints are favored to make the playoffs. The Saints are favored. The Niners are underdogs.
Oh, yeah, technically. You're right.
Yeah. How is this going to happen?
So if you think the Saints are going to make the playoffs...
You want that 2 seed. The 2 seed is where it's at.
Yeah, so the Rams have real incentive because...
Yeah.
The Rams beat the 49ers. They probably play the Saints. Yeah.
That's amazing. So the move is Saints moneyline parlay with the Rams.
Mm-hmm. Provided at the same time, yeah.
And then if you're the 49ers, you just go back to that Tennessee game that you botched. On the Thursday night, to make the playoffs. Yeah. 10-0. Jimmy G just keeps throwing it to Tennessee. And all of a sudden, Tennessee's clawing back. And then all of a sudden, the Niners are losing. And yet another
that
game
was
I
the
lost.
At least for me, that was that no game demonstrated more how fickle a football sports fan I am. Like, oh, look at this 49ers team 17-1 to win the conference. What is that?
Right.
Are you playing me off?
No.
Is this the Oscars? Oh.
My phone was ringing.
We're like, 17-1 and win the conference is the greatest bet. Then at halftime, you're like, I can't wait for the Cowboys to play this team in the playoffs.
Yeah, there was a week there where we were so excited that we all had the 17-1 Niners
bet.
Yeah,
it lasted like 2.5 days.
By the way, Wife Corner, what, every Sunday night we're taping a podcast from like 8:30 to 10?
She's calling you?
She's FaceTiming me.
Bring her on. Maybe she has something to say about Jimmy G.
It's like this was a different kind of Sunday night. All right, two more games. Who's winning right now between us?
I think 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8-6, me. 2, 3. Yep.
Oh, because you boned up on those stupid irrelevant games.
Yeah. I'm good.
I'm going to win these. All right, these are probably irrelevant. Ravens, Steelers in Baltimore. The Ravens need a win. And then they need the following teams to lose. The Colts, the Browns, the Chargers, and the Dolphins. And if all four of those teams. Now, if you go through those one at a time.
Colts aren't going to lose. That's it.
The Colts would be the tough one. The Browns could lose.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers could absolutely lose. Dolphins could lose to the Patriots, obviously. So it'd be the Colts would be the tough one.
Do the Steelers have a better shot? I mean, they'd be 8-7-1 if they win tomorrow.
I mean, they'd obviously have a better record than the Colts. So who would they need?
I didn't figure out the Steelers one. It was too complicated.
Okay.
And we both know the Steelers aren't winning two games
in a
row.
They can't jump the Chargers or Las Vegas, and they can't jump. So it ends up being the same thing. Yeah.
I have the Ravens favored by 2.5 over the Steelers.
All right. I'm getting this one too. I said 4. It's 4.5.
Oh, you dick.
How many
You've
left?
Always been good in the last
week. Look
at this. This is it. We're the last one.
Two left. Two left, right?
What are the two?
You missed Seattle, Arizona.
I have that one. What was the other one?
And we didn't do the Sunday.
Oh, and then the big one. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Cardinals, Seahawks in Arizona. Cardinals can clinch the division with a win and a Rams loss.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. And if the Rams win, then Arizona's stuck on the 5 seed. Arizona's 5th seed either way, but if they win and the Rams lose, they can flip spots.
I don't like. Do you like seeing the I don't want to see. I don't want to see. I like the divisions getting mixed up. Like, I want to see the Bengals play the Patriots. I don't want to see the Patriots play the Bills. I don't want to see the 49ers play the Rams in the playoffs. Not in the first round. Let it mix up a little.
I don't mind it.
You like seeing the Red Sox Yankees in that first round? Wouldn't you rather? Yeah. All right.
I don't mind it. I'm just excited for 6 playoff games in round one. I can't wait. Cardinals 7.5 over the Seahawks. I have.
You get that one. I had 8. It's 6.5.
All right. Last but not least, Chargers at Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
A Las Vegas team that lost its coach to an email scandal,
mm-hmm.
that had its star deep threat. Banned from football, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They have a pit boss for a head coach.
Right.
Rich, what's his last name? Rich whatever?
Bisaccia, right?
Yeah. They have Mark Davis in the luxury box who just looks like he's at a succession.
We forget before all this was the misappropriation by the president who mysteriously resigned, right?
Right.
Yeah. Like week 3 or something.
It's just out of control that this team is alive. You would have thought the combo of the Gruden thing and that horrible rug story, you would have thought, that's it. This team goes in a tailspin.
Sure.
No. Somehow they're still kicking. And now they're home with a chance to go to the playoffs playing this Chargers team that I think when they have their best guys is pretty good. And it seems like most of their guys, now Eckler's back, Derwin James was back today, Bosa will probably be back for next week. And more importantly, it's an official loser leaves town match. We always joke about these.
Yeah.
This is it. This is a real one. I was looking on YouTube because I was going to play you a couple loser leaves. Really not a lot of good loser leave town stuff from the 80s. I found one with Tommy Rich.
Buzz Sawyer, Tommy Rich?
Yeah, that was one of those. But like
that feud lasted like 7.5 years. I think it was like the longest feud in wrestling.
What's the most famous one? Piper, when Piper had to leave town?
Was it Valentine? Who I forgot.
Was it
who
Valentine Piper? Somebody had to leave town if they lost.
Yeah, but then they always come back in a mask,
like
Mr. X. But he has exactly the same finishing move as Tommy Rich.
Well, the Raiders can still get in even if they lose this game. If the Colts and Steelers lose, and the Steelers lose at least once.
Mm-hmm.
And the Colts lose, the Raiders can still somehow get in. But as we covered, I don't think the Colts are losing.
Right.
So, I think the Chargers are going to be favored in this game, Sal. I have Chargers by 1.5.
You've said enough. I had the Raiders favored. I don't know why I did. Figured Las Vegas should like the Raiders. Chargers are favored by 3.
Makes sense.
So you lost 9-8. Valiant effort, I think.
I lost 9-8 because you won the Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears, and Washington Giants games.
I'm going to bet those.
We should have made those worth like half.
Let me tell you something. I may have to, I'll give this to you and Schrager on $1 million picks, but you have to just go against whoever I'm taking this Chargers
Raiders game. I haven't decided yet, but there's just no way I'm winning this. And I'm going to need to win it too because it's going to be a Sunday night game. I have to dig myself out. There's no way I'm winning this game.
Before we do Parent Corner, FanDuel has conference winners up.
Oh, they do. I thought we said no futures.
I'm just going to read them to you.
Okay.
Chiefs are plus 210. Bills plus 350. Tennessee, who is the one seed, is plus 450.
Hmm.
Pats plus 750. Colts plus 900. Bengals plus 950.
Hmm.
And then in the NFC, Packers plus 170. Tampa 4-1. Rams plus 450. Cowboys plus 550. Arizona plus 850, Niners 19-1. You could make a pretty good case that even though none of us, neither of us really like the Packers defense, I don't know if there's the team in the NFC that is the team that could give them trouble. That team, like the long drive, mm-hmm. tough running back. Who is that team? It's basically the 49ers, and we don't even know if...
Right.
You know, Jimmy might not even be ready for the playoffs. They might not even make the playoffs, but the Rams aren't that team. Tampa can't run the ball. Your team doesn't want to run the ball, and your quarterback, it turned into a 5'8" guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Arizona can't run the ball either. So who's the team that's going to have 15 play drives on them? I don't see it.
But at this point last year, did we say Tampa could run the ball? Like, did it matter? It didn't really matter because they had Tom Brady.
Yeah, we said basically they could control the ball, to control these drives with like their passing game, short right? Pass, the running yeah. game was irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of these teams that we just mentioned can do that either.
Right. You're probably right. And we have the Niners already. It's 17-1. It's 19-1. We don't even have a deal on that anymore.
Well, how about this? Green Bay, Tennessee is $100, is basically 14-1 odds, yeah, 13, for that 85. As a Super Bowl matchup.
It's pretty
so
good.
You get Tennessee in round two, probably playing who?
Well, I wanted to map up at the Chiefs road, but okay, we could do it this way. So I don't know. I mean, if there's no
so
upsets,
do we think the Chargers?
Let's say the Patriots play the Bengals in the 4-5.
Yeah. And, so, well, think of it this way: if yeah. Indy's the 6th seed. And Chargers or Vegas is the 7th seed. Do we see either of those teams advancing to round two? Because I do not.
Probably not. Probably not. They'd have to beat the Bills and the Chiefs, you're saying, right?
So Tennessee against Buffalo or New England around. So that's why their odds are like that.
Because
mm-hmm. Vegas is saying if Tennessee plays Buffalo in round two in Tennessee, Buffalo is going to be favored.
All right, so let's do the Chiefs. Chiefs would be 2. Who'd we say was 7?
So 7 would be either Chargers or Vegas.
Oh, we see that the third time. Or either way, it's a third time.
They're beating either of those.
They'd get to one of those, right? And then they go to the Bills, and then the Bills go to them.
Well, if we think the Bengals throw away the week 18.
Right.
And just take the 4 seed. Yeah. By the way, if I'm the Bengals, I would rather get the 3 seed and not play Belichick. I'm sorry. I'm not playing Belichick if I don't have to. Would you want to play Belichick
it's
in round
Belichick
one?
Or the Colts? I'm
yeah.
getting confused now.
Yeah, if I'm Cincy, I clinch the 3 seed. I can play Indy and Wentz in
mm-hmm.
round one. I'd rather do that.
Probably not, but if it means you get a Burrow on a bum leg, you want to risk it?
Well, what was his injury? Did he tweak his ankle or his knee?
I thought it was a knee, like twisted his knee up. He yeah. seemed fine in the post game. Interview. By the way, Rodgers minus 400, Brady plus 550. Jonathan Taylor moves back. He was 7-1. He's 4-2.
So Casey, so we'll give them, let's give them the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give them the Chargers. Let's say Cincy says, fuck it, we'll get the 3 seed.
Right.
So Casey could have Vegas or the Chargers. We'll give them the Chargers. Casey, Chargers. Casey, Cincy, the rematch. And then they play the winner of Tennessee and Buffalo, New England.
Well, that's if Cincy gets 3, you're saying. I think they slipped to 4, but
I don't think that makes sense for them.
I don't know. Now I've confused myself. I don't know. I don't think the Chiefs are losing again to the Chargers at home. I think they'll win.
it's got to mean something that over and over again, we've seen them in these games not make winning plays in winnable games, the Chiefs. Because he was like, oh, they've shed this. Here they go. They've rounded in the shape. And then another game where they just couldn't take care of business when it really
mattered.
That
was weird. They shouldn't have. Yeah, they blew that. That surprised me more than anything. I don't know what the money line was for Cincinnati, the live line, but I wouldn't have touched it.
Well, I'll tell you this. To get the 2-1 seeds at 14-1 to make the Super Bowl is pretty good value.
Yeah, why not?
But as we said, we're not betting futures because who the fuck knows with COVID stuff. But
well, 14-1 though, you could forgive yourself if something. And by the way, I think the Titans have all had COVID 6 times already. So,
all right, we're gonna take a break and let's do some Parent Corner.
All right.
This episode is supported by State Farm. If you've ever been in an accident and you're okay, but you know what happened, your first reaction is gonna be, man, why did that happen? If you ever buy a new house or a new car or a new anything, there's this little rush you get when you're like, I did it. I made it happen. But really, the only words you need to remember are, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm has options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Learn more at statefarm.com. This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise, but if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear. Especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA. I make calls. I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down in your local, wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons. Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by CarMax. Almost everything you buy can be customized these days, whether it's clothes, coffee, or a mattress. And at CarMax, the same is true for car shopping. Search online and in-store, or any combo of the two. And then buy online with express pickup and home delivery in select markets. Learn more at CarMax.com. CarMax, car buying reimagined. All right, cuz, you're on the clock.
I don't even really have anything specific other than like all these kids turn into major, major assholes after Christmas. They just do. And it might be a combination of I'm looking for some gratitude after Christmas. Like, all right, you got all these gifts. I think it's a combination of a few things. I think it's I'm looking for more gratitude than I should. Like they should be happy they got all these crazy gifts and everything they asked for. That's A. B, they're on Christmas break, so I see much more of them than
much higher exposure.
Right.
Yeah.
More exposure. B. And C, I think they are actually assholes. Like I think they are actually they know it. They played us. They're like, yep, Santa, whatever. I don't care if I believe or if I don't. I got it. And you can threaten all you want, but you're not taking it back. So if I ask somebody to shut the light downstairs, or my wife asked for like a cup of water, and then the 8-year-old's like, I gave you a cup of water yesterday. I don't want to hear it again. Get your own. I'm like, whoa. Holy shit. I will throw that iPad in the street. What are you talking about? But I don't know if there's a way to combat this or convince them that Christmas isn't over until like February or something. But I don't like it one bit. You get that too?
Elf in the Shelf the week after, not the same potency.
Maybe he has a brother that he sends.
Listen, you hit a point with your kids where it's really hard to threaten them.
Yeah.
You're basically just taking devices away. And that's the only thing that seems our generation. Like we were actually scared. My dad would do the finger. My parents didn't hit, but my dad would like jam his finger into my cheek.
Yeah.
And it kind of was paralyzing. I'd actually rather he would have just hit me.
Right.
But I was always afraid of the finger. I'm sure your dad, I know. I'm sure he was certainly willing to probably throw a smack every once in a while.
Yeah.
But there was a fear factor that I don't think kids have now.
Well, now you have the fear factor as a parent, because if you make a threat that you're not willing to follow through on, your kids right. to say, hey, I'm going to go to Deadspin with this story. And then what are you going to do? It's like a whole different ball game. It's like nothing like when we were growing up.
Right to the sports plugs.
Yeah.
My parent corner. So on Thursday, I talked about COVID with Derek Thompson for like 40 minutes, talking about Omicron and kind of the media blowing stuff out of proportion.
How's it looking?
In a lot
good?
Of different ways.
Yeah.
Well, 2 hours later, I get a call from my wife. She has COVID.
Oh, no. Really?
Now, she's boosted, had the whole thing. But so we had a whole COVID weekend. We get tested. We don't have it. I don't have it. My kids don't have it. But somehow my wife has it. Mm-hmm. So she disappears. She's off in hiding for 3 days.
This is the wife that tried to FaceTime you, maybe with something serious, about 15 minutes ago. You didn't answer?
Well, if she FaceTimed the second time, I would have been worried.
Stupid ass. All right. Go ahead. Keep going.
She's fine. She was telling me how great she felt today.
All right.
No, she actually, she thought she had like a little bit of a sinus infection, and all of a sudden... She says, I'm going to get tested just to make sure because we're going to do something for New Year's. And sure enough, she has it. So none of us have it. So now I'm with the kids all weekend.
Ugh.
And it's just us. And Ben and I watch all 10 episodes of Cobra Kai on New Year's Eve.
Oh, man.
We did all of it. We banged it out.
Give me your letter grade.
4.5 hours. So Terry Silver comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Ian Griffith from KK3, one of the worst characters of all time. The billionaire who decided to give up his billionaire life to destroy Daniel-san for reasons that remain unclear, alludes to it in Cobra Kai this season.
Of course.
About, I don't know what I was doing in the 80s. I was doing a lot of cocaine. So he played the cocaine card with that. But it's fine. I really enjoy it because my son enjoys it. But...
I was excited to settle in.
No, it's fine. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It's just, I really hate the LaRusso family. Now, it's funny because you watch Karate Kid and like Daniel is the hero of the story. You're rooting for him. He's this underdog. He's the rock in high school. Mm-hmm. By season 4 of Cobra Kai, he's the worst character on the show. Every scene with him is just a complete train wreck. And it's like, you know, once upon a time, I remember Mr. Miyagi told me dot, dot, dot. And it's like, shut the fuck up. This guy you knew 100 years ago. This is all you talk about. It's this guy, all this wisdom he had. He's also terrible at karate. Like, terrible. He's, I mean, what is he, like in his late 50s?
What do you tell you? He's got that one indefensible move. What if he does it?
There's this one scene in this where he takes on 5 hockey players and somehow wipes out all of them. It's like, there's no way. And they're having to do these quick cuts because to hide... So then his daughter on the show, who we're supposed to believe is this, you know, budding karate champion, she's worse than he is. It's like, how are the 2 stars of the show are the worst people at karate of anyone on the show?
So you're saying they're not doing any training in between seasons?
No.
No. Yeah.
But it's just every plot with them. I like his wife, but every plot with, they tried to get his son more involved this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the most unlikable family. So I don't know if it's intentional or unintentional. But I love Johnny Lawrence. I like Miguel. I like the new character they brought in this year, Kenny. Little basically is like the black version of Daniel, this little kid that's getting bullied and gets mad, and they basically relive the Karate Kid movie plot.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody is fun on the show except for the family that is supposed to be the hero family. And every time they're in it, you're like, oh my God, another LaRusso scene.
Well,
fucking
he's annoying.
Sucks.
He's annoying. And it occurred to me as I sat through 3 hours of Spider-Man that we missed by a few years of him being a Spider-Man, Macchio. Because if you look at Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire. And,
it's a great call.
It almost exact same mannerisms and everything.
Yeah. Like,
oh, boy, we were so close. I don't know if the black hair would have thrown it off a little bit or what. But, we just missed out on that.
I also think with Cobra Kai, they've done 4 seasons now of 10 episodes each. And they're long. They're like 35, 40 minute episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And they do these heel turns and good guy turns. And
yeah,
you know, I would take a year off and then come back.
Well, this is
a lot.
They're running out of, they can't mimic any more movies, right? Because after the, right?
Oh, they could do the Hilary Swank movie.
Oh,
they
still have that. Yeah, but that's not his. Yeah, I guess so.
It's tough. But
I'm glad you got through them all.
Yeah, so that was fun. But then, you know, it was a lot calmer without mom. My kids mentioned that. They're like, it is a lot calmer. I'm like, really? What does that mean? Because she does everything and then complains when you guys don't do anything. It's not calmer. It's just that nobody's yelling at you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't make it more calm. It's like you're not being held accountable.
Yeah, there's no accountability without mom. Poor mom. So, someone check on mom. She won't even
figure. Well, if she had FaceTimed the second time, I would have been worried.
I know.
It feels like all of us are going to get COVID, though.
I think so, too. I read that it's going to peak in the States in late January. And so, yeah, within the next 3 weeks, you're very, very lucky if you haven't had it this round.
Well, explain to me how I didn't get it when I'm with my wife for the last 2 weeks.
I don't know.
We're traveling everywhere together. We sat on an airplane next to each other. We sleep in the same bed. And she was coughing a couple times. I'm like, stop COVID coughing on me. She's like, I don't have COVID. I got tested. She got tested on the 23rd, didn't have it, got tested on the 30th, and she had it.
It's bizarre. You may still test positive. You might get it like in a day.
I think I got it during this podcast with the three irrelevant sections. But yeah, it was nice to spend time with the kids. But then the other thing is, so the kids had to quarantine all weekend because we didn't know if we had it. And then they're like, oh my God. And I'm kind of like, no, it'll be fun. We'll hang out. And my daughter's just like, no, it's not going to be fun. You know, it'd be fun, like being with my friends.
Right.
And that's when you realize like, oh yeah, I'm that guy now. I'm at the ATM / driver to you. But in terms of us hanging out, that ship's kind of sailed most of the time.
Well, what are you going to do? I don't know.
What am I going to do? I should have more kids. You had the right idea. You had the third kids. Kid.
You're
the third one. Hey, you should have had a fourth one.
No, I don't have it in me, but you tell the kids if they don't shape up, you're going to be overrun with dogs. You can get six or more, worse, like Kyle. You're going to have a dozen rabbits, and that'll be terrible.
Kyle's the least scared of Omicron of anyone out there.
Is that right?
Texting? He's going to the frolic room, texting from the frolic room.
Wow, that works, tweeting. Kyle? That works?
Kyle, you're tweeting like shots of people at a bar. Kyle, what's going on with you?
What do you want to know, man?
He's still mad you screwed him out of fantasy.
Yeah, you fucked me over. What do you want to know?
I'm going to pull Antonio Brown. Just be out.
Kyle's had it. He's had it with quarantines and everything. He's ready to live his life again. This wasn't what he was meant to do. He's meant to go out and be a free spirit in his 20s.
Good, Kyle.
Kyle, you're going to have a fun 2022, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm getting whatever they tell me to get, and I'm going wherever they say I can go.
What does that mean?
I don't even know what that meant.
You're getting whatever you get. Wow, we got to end on that. That's tough to top.
All right, that's it for Parent Corner and Uncle Corner. Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by CarMax. The CarMax Love Your Car Guarantee lets you test drive a car for 24 hours, try everything to see if it fits you, blast the heat, blast the AC, do whatever you want. All those things that matter the most if it's going to be your car. Make your test drive count. Learn more at CarMax.com. CarMax, car buying reimagined. All right, Sal, hopefully there's the next week. I might have Omicron. I might have gotten it during
you're
this,
gonna be fine.
During
you're
this
gonna
thing
be fine. It's
I'm like calls where Bill, you're gonna be fine.
Listen, she doesn't have a great sinus arm problem. She has it was a cocaine addiction. That's what she was trying to call you about. That's fine. And Kyle's gonna go where they tell him to go, and he's gonna do what they tell him to do. Go to extrapoints.com. Listen, against all odds, minus 3 extra points. All your sports gambling needs will be taken care of. We're all tied into FanDuel. Let's try to take some money from them this week.
I've hit 7 of the 16 weeks. I've hit the boost.
Yeah. And that's plus money.
At what point did they send the highlight of my year would be that getting a text from them and be like, hey, can you cool it down? Maybe do like a harder to like. You
17,
know, like
they,
almost 11 like teams. When they turn the camera on at the blackjack table.
Yeah. You're
doing
a
little too well. I want them to turn the camera on.
Right.
On me.
Saw your thumb
do
off.
It, FanDuel. All right, Sal, when I see you next week, it will be after Chargers Raiders on a Sunday night, and we'll have 6 glorious, beautiful playoff games to discuss. As always, good job by you.
Good job by you, buddy.
That's it for the podcast. I will see you on Tuesday on this feed. Thanks to Kyle Creighton for producing. Thanks to Sal. Don't forget about new rewatchables coming on Monday. Limitless. Check it out. See you on this feed on Tuesday. This episode of the Bill Simmons Podcast is brought to you by Honey Stinger. This is a show about sports and culture opinions, but right now I want to talk sports facts, the data, the stats. Honey Stinger, sports nutrition, trusted by more than 1,500 pro and college teams. That's right, 1,500. That's all 32 pro football teams. That's 39 pro basketball teams, 29 pro baseball teams, and more that prepare, perform, and recover with the delicious taste of Honey Stinger's energy waffles, chews, gels, and bars. Honey Stinger is the one team's trust. Use code Simmons for 20% off your first order at honeystinger.com. That is S-I-M-M-O-N-S for 20% off your first order at honeystinger.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.